This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. As we have been reporting to you much, Amazon has been blocking customers from ordering certain books and movies, really popular books and movies. It's a negotiating tactic. Amazon is trying to win the best deal from suppliers. And if you don't want to order the Lego movie or J.K. Rowling's new book, why should you care? Well, let's ask David Streitfeld. He covers Amazon for the New York Times. Hi, David.
Hi.
First, tell us more about why Amazon is keeping its customers from these orders.
Amazon is very, very focused on a couple of things. One is serving the customers. The other is getting the best possible deal it can out of its many suppliers. Jeff Bezos, the chief executive of Amazon, famously said to his suppliers, "Your margin," meaning your profit, "is my opportunity." So Amazon wants to move some of the profit from the suppliers over to its side of the fence. That's what's going on here.
The two suppliers we're talking about now are the big publisher Hachette and also now Warner Home Video. Amazon says that what they're doing, kind of retaliating or negotiating by blocking customers from doing some pre-ordering of their products, that that's a common business practice. Okay, who else does this?
That's true. It is a common business practice. Walmart is famous for driving a hard bargain with its suppliers. And frankly, Amazon has always been famous for driving a hard bargain with its suppliers and getting what it wants. The interesting thing now is the way this is becoming public and that both sides are kind of drawing their line in the sand. One side is going to have to crack sooner or later, but it's unclear which it's going to be.
To those angry customers who want the Lego movie and the J.K. Rowling book, Amazon says order it from somebody else. Are customers going elsewhere?
I think they are to a small extent. I think people have been taught to rely on Amazon. They can get whatever they want there. That was always Amazon's selling proposition. So there's some danger in this for Amazon in saying you actually can't get everything you want from us. But there's some danger from the suppliers, too, in that they are now shut off from a huge part of their audience.
Last question. Is Amazon getting to be a monopoly that can crush a supplier this way?
It definitely can exact the terms that it wants, or at least it's been able to historically. Technically, whether it's monopoly, it is a very convenient service that a lot of people use and love. And especially with books, there's just no way to get a lot of the books published in this country anymore except through Amazon. I'm not sure that makes it a monopoly, but it does make it a very crucial part of people's lives.
A monopoly only on convenience, and that's a lot.
Well, that helps, yeah.
David Streitfeld covers Amazon for the New York Times. David, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.